Well, good morning, everyone. I am really starting to like this a lot. This all of us together in one room church service.
就是我们中文英文的弟兄姐妹都一起聚在来敬拜神。
Yes, translation is needed.
没有错，大家还是需要一点的翻译。
But I think the plus of us all being together outweighs that.
但是我觉得那个大家能够一起那个好处，是比需要翻译这个困难更重要了。
I've really enjoyed these last 2 weeks being together.
我很享受过去这两个礼拜跟大家一起敬拜。
I hope you have too.
我希望大家也有同感。
And I hope this morning will be no different.
希望今天早上也同样能够享受。
If you haven't been with us the entire time,
如果你最近没有跟我们一起来聚会,
we've taken the last couple weeks to look at the subject of the church.
我们用过去两个礼拜一起来看这个关于教会的课题。
And we've been trying to answer just 3 questions.
我们尝试来回答3个问题。
We started by answering this question, what is a healthy church?
就是用这个大问题，怎么是一个健康的教会？
Last week we looked at what should your relationship to the church actually look like?
下一个礼拜我们谈到究竟我们跟教会应该有一些怎么的关系呢？
And this morning we're going to answer our third and final question, how do you get involved at church?
今天我们一同思想到最后那个课题，就是我们怎么来参与教会。
How do Christians work together toward God's appointed goal?
基督徒怎么样能够合作，一起来达到神要我们达到的目标？
That's the question we're going to try to answer this morning.
这个是今天早上我们希望能够找到答案的。
But before we jump in,
我们开始之前,
I would like to do what everybody here is dying to do.
我希望我们大家都很想做的一件事情,
on a Sunday morning,
在礼拜天的早上,
and that is take a biblical pop quiz.
就是要大家来考一考大家一些关于圣经的。
You guys ready? You ready?
Okay. 准备好没有?
Now the good news is this is an open note quiz.
那个好消息是这个是大家可以看书的。
So if you have your notes from the last 2 weeks, you're free to look at them.
如果你有像两个礼拜的讲义，欢迎你偷看一下。
Couple questions from the first week.
第一个礼拜讲的，我问了大概两个问题。
What is the singular message of the church?
教会这个唯一最重要的信息是什么?
Anyone?
有谁呢?
Starts with a G.
是一个英文是G开始的字。
The singular message of the church is a message that we preach.
那个最重要的信息我们教会是非常重视来传讲的是什么?
We have it here. The gospel.
就是福音。
Good, good. Second question. What is the foundation of the church? What is the foundation by which we build everything we do in ministry upon?
第二个问题，教会的根基是什么? 我们根据什么来建立教会的?
Anyone?
有谁?
The Word of God, yes, very good. 200 points right there.
神的话, 200分。
Sorry. what are the third question from week one, what are the 3 priorities or the 3 reaches of the church?
第三个问题，教会需要做的事工有哪3方面？要展开的方向有哪3方面？
We had an upward reach.
我们有向上的,
we had an outward reach,
我们有向外的,
and we had an inward reach,
我们也有向内的。
The church is called to worship,
我们教会神父叫我们来敬拜他,
to evangelize,
然后去传福音
and to edify each other.
然后我们彼此来造就
Excellent, good job. Okay, let's look at week two. Just three questions from week two.
好，第二个礼拜，上一个礼拜有三个问题。
We looked at several pictures of the church. What is your pastor's favorite picture of the church?
我们看过有几个教会的图画，你觉得我们的牧师最喜欢哪一个图画？
Anyone? God's people is one. Yes, good. What's another picture?
神的子民。
The temple, good.
神的殿。
And what's my favorite picture?
牧师最喜欢
The body of Christ. Excellent. Good job. Good job.
牧师最喜欢的就是基督的身体。
What are, second question, what are two other words that are used for pastor in the New Testament?
圣经里面有哪两个字来形容新约所讲到牧师这种的岗位的
Overseer and good job. Excellent.
要监督跟牧羊。
And last question.
最后一个问题。
Name three one another's that we are commanded to demonstrate to each other as God's church.
提三样东西是我们需要彼此来、表现出来的三样事情。
There are 60 of them in the Bible. Give me just three.
圣经里面讲到其实有60种，给我三样。
Forgive one another.
要饶恕，彼此饶恕。
Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. Yes.
彼此认罪代祷。
大
声一点。
What? Oh, stimulate one another to love and good works. Excellent.
彼此来激励爱心。
Excellent. Good job.
很好。
Wonderful.You guys passed. Congratulations. Congratulations.
大家及格了，满分。
Now, this morning, before we answer the question on the screen, it's not a question on the screen, but we're going to make it a question. How do we get involved in the church?
今天当我们还没有回答荧光幕上的那个题目参与教会之前
we want to take just a couple minutes this morning and answer what are the privileges of being a part of a church, which is where we left off last week.
我们先用几分钟来、讲下一个礼拜还没有讲完的，就是作为教会的一份子，究竟我们有什么权利
？So if you have your yellow paper, we're going to look at the last five points on that to start with.
如果大家有那个整个上一个礼拜那张黄色的纸，我们会看最后那五点。
If you don't have a yellow piece of paper and you would like one, I believe we have some.In the back that we can put into your hand. Just raise your hand.
如果大家没有黄色的、想要的，请你举手，我们的接待员会给你。
Excellent. And let's look at the privileges of actually being a part of the body of Christ.
让我们来看一看，究竟作为基督身体的一部分有什么权利。现在拍的不一定是黄色的，但是内容就是这些内容。
Now, just so you know, a privilege is something that you have that not everyone else does.
通常我们说权利就是一些不是每一个人都有的、啊、只是单单有一小群人或者你是有的。
And when God calls you into His family,
当神呼召你进入他的、那个、家庭的时候
by His grace, it comes with some wonderful privileges.
因为他的恩典会带来一些很奇妙的权利。
And the first privilege we're going to look at this morning is being a part of the body of Christ provides accountability.
第一点是能够有一个交代，或者说一个问责。
Jesus said in Matthew 18:15, He says, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault." Between you and him alone. And if he listens to you, you have gained your brother.
圣经是说，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你同一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你就得了他的你的弟兄。
When you join a country club, if you've ever done that, You pay others to do the work for you.
当你参加一个的社团的时候，你是要付钱来参加他们的活动的。
But when you join or become a member of a church, everyone has a role to play.
但是当我们参加神的教会的时候，我们每一个人都有一个岗位，我们来要做的。
Some are hands, some are feet, some are ears, some are eyes.
有一些人是眼，有一些人是手，有一些人是腿。
Each part has to function in the way that God has designed it to.
每一部分都需要按照神的设计来运作。
Or the whole body suffers.
否则的话，整个身体就会受苦了。
We are called to hold each other accountable.
我们被称为是需要向其他弟兄姐妹有一个交代跟问责的。
To walk in a manner that is pleasing to the Lord.
这样我们能够按着神的喜悦来过我们的生活。
The potential.Of being confronted for our sin,
我们面对有这个可能被其他人来提出我们有犯罪的这个问题
，and in some cases being disciplined for it,
有些情况底下，甚至我们需要接受一些的玩笑
，is not something that we naturally view as beneficial.
我们可能很自然的不觉得这些是什么的权利一些好处
But the scripture teaches us
圣经是这样教导的
That we should welcome even seek such accountability
我们应该很欢迎甚至是要追求有这一种的问责
Because this is a powerful tool that God uses to mold usinto the image of his son.
因为这是神用来模造我们成为他儿子形象的方法。
One of the privileges of being a part of the body of Christ is it provides accountability.
所以我们能够作为神的站立一份子的这个权利其中一样就是能够有问责。
The second privilege of being a part of the body of Christ is it develops in us humility.
第二个我们能够有的权利就是能够操练我们的谦卑
Peter said Be subject to the elders Clothe yourselves with all of you with humility toward one another For God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble
彼得说你们年幼的也要顺服年长的就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰彼此顺服因为神阻挡骄傲的人赐恩给谦卑的人。
Becoming a part of a church takes humility.
要成为教会的一份子，需要我们能够有谦卑的态度。
It is here that you publicly declare that you are no longer a free agent.
我们成为教会的一份子，是表示我们公开的承认，我们不再是那个随便要做什么就能够做什么的人。
You proclaim that you stand for Christ.
你是宣告你是为着基督来活的。
And you stand together with a group of other Christians who are living to accomplish Christ's will.
并且你是跟其他一群基督徒站在一起，一同来为主来活。
And not your own will.
而不是单单追求你自己的目标。
Being a part of a church creates humility in your life.
成为教会一份子就会帮助你有谦卑。
Because it's here that we have to acknowledge that we need one another.
因为这个事实催逼我们要承认我们是彼此都有需要的。
We need the body of Christ.
我们需要基督的身体。
You cannot fill God's will for your life without the rest of the body.
你如果没有基督身体的其他的成员，你是完全没有办法完全来成为神所喜悦的。
And being a part of the church creates humility because
成为教会的分子会帮助你有这个谦卑因为
God calls you to submit to the elders that he has put over you
因为神父叫我们要顺服教会的领袖长老
And this is humbling because we live in a world that encourages us to do whatever we want
这一个是非常让我们学习谦卑的，因为在今天这世界都鼓励我们自己想做什么就去做什么。
It encourages us to lead our lives however we best see fit.
那个世界是鼓励我们自己觉得什么是适合的就去做。
But not so in the church.
但是在神的教会不是这样。
Being a part of the church creates or develops humility in our life.
成为教会的一份子会帮助我们操练谦卑。
The third privilege of being a part of the church is that it cultivates worship.
就是能够培养对神的敬拜。
Being a part of a church creates the heart of worship.
我们成为教会的一份子就能够帮助我们培养对神的敬拜。
Paul said in Colossians 3:16, he says, Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God.
保罗在哥罗西书这里说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、众颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感。歌颂神。
To worship God just simply means to love and serve God.
要敬拜神，基本上就是去爱跟服侍他。
And this is what we just sang.
这个就是我们刚刚做的。
And as we learned in the song that we just sang,
就是我们刚刚唱过的诗歌。
You cannot love God nor serve God.Unless you know God.
我们除非能够认识神，否则我们不能爱神，也不能服侍神。
For true worship to happen, we have to be responding to the truth of who God is.
要有真正对神的敬拜，必须是我们回应对神的一个真正的认识。
And that's why all worship.
这个为什么所有的敬拜
public at home
公开的或者是私人 个人的
should include much of the Bible
都需要牵涉到圣经圣经
the more that we are devoted to knowing this book
我们花多少时间来去认识这一本书
the more you're going to be motivated to love and serve him
我们就有多少的被鼓励去爱神的动力。
In the church, we worship God in many ways.
所以教会就需要用不同的方式来敬拜神。
Through prayer,
透过祷告。
Through song,
透过唱诗歌。
Through our giving,
透过奉献。
Through reading,
透过见证神。
Through hearing God's word taught.
透过听神的话被教导
by partaking of the Lord's Supper
透过大家一同来领受圣餐
and by serving in various ways
透过一同来服用各种方式来服侍神
being a part of a church cultivates worship
成为教会一份子是能够帮助我们来有这个敬拜
the fourth privilege of being a part of a church is that it promotes
第四个权力是能够促进我们有圣洁的生活。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12:26, If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together.
保罗在哥林多前书说，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；若一个肢体的荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
Being a part of a good church is like being a part of a good gym.
成为教会的一份子就好像一个成为一个什么
的 like a workout gym.
成为一个你去做运动的一个体育馆的一个成员。
If you want to get in really good physical shape, you go to 24-hour fitness.
如果你真的想有好的体格你就会去这个24小时都能够让你去运动的场所
But if you want to get in really good spiritual shape and be like Christ you go to church
如果你想发展你这个属灵的成熟像基督这样的话你就需要去教会了
The goal of church is to make you holy
教会的一个目的就是帮助我们成为圣洁
God has one desire for his bride
神有一个非常重要的为着他的信徒的一个目标
which is just a metaphor for the church
就是信徒就是形容这个教会的
And he desires one thing, and that is to make her beautiful.
他最希望的就是希望让这个教会幸福能够很漂亮。
And he does that by washing us in his word.
他的做的方式就是透过用他的话来洗净我们。
And this is why we preach and teach the word at church.
这个为什么我们就会用在教会里面教导跟全讲神的话。
You want to be beautiful?
你想能够成为漂亮吗?
Stay in church.
留在教会。
The fifth privilege of being a part of the church or the body of Christ is that it creates.
第五个在教会成员的一个特权就是祭造。
Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4, He says he gave the apostles to the church, the prophets to the church, the evangelists to the church, the shepherds and the teachers to the church to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
祭造施工的机会，保罗在以弗所书说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Being a part of a church gives you an awesome privilege.
成为教会的一份子，给你一个非常很奇妙的这个权利。
To be strategically used by God，
就是能够被神很渐落生的来使用。
God cannot use a body part that's disconnected from the body。
神不能用一个跟整个身体脱离里的一个肢体。
And when you become committed to a local body。
当你委身于一个本地的这个属灵的身体的时候
，Then and only then will God use you greatly.
只有这样才神才会大大的用你。
God has equipped every believer with a spiritual gift.
神是给了每一个信徒有一个属灵的恩赐
，to serve His family.
来服侍他的教会，他的家庭。
But like any ability that He's given us.
就像所有他给我们的恩典
，It has to be first identified.
首先，我们需要知道是什么恩典
，And it needs to be practiced.
然后，我们需要去实践
，In order for it to be truly useful.
才能够让这个恩赐成为真的有用。
The Bible teaches that ministry requires training.
圣经教导我们，做施工服事是需要训练的。
One of the blessings of being a part of a church is.
其中一个成为教会一份子的权利
，You have this amazing privilege to be equipped to serve God，
就是能够被训练来服侍神。
So this morning reviewing, we have talked about what is a healthy church。
所以今天早上我们提过，之前我们讲过什么是一个健康的教会。
We have talked about what your relationship to the church should look like。
我们也讲过我们跟教会的关系是怎么一回事。
And now let's answer our final question this morning.
那今天早上让我们来回答最后的这个问题。
How do I get involved at church?
我怎么能够参与教会?
And this leads us to our new handout, I believe it's blue.
If you're 这个就是我们新的那份蓝色的讲义。
And let's answer this question. How do I get involved at church?
那个就希望能够回答大家的问题，我们怎么能够参与教会呢
？Now, if you're like me at all,
如果大家好像我这样的话
，before I get too involved in anything,
通常我在参与任何东西之前
，I usually like to know what I'm getting involved with.
我通常都想知道我究竟参与是什么的事情呢
？I like to know what the purpose is.
我想知道究竟那个目的是什么。
I kind of like to know what's expected of me.
我想知道一个人家对我这个期望是什么。
Well, that should be no different with church.
同样教会也一样。
So I think a good place to start this morning is by asking this important question.
所以今天早上这个好的开始，我们就要问这个问题。
What is the mission of the church?
教会的使命是什么呢？
Now, does anyone here know what the mission of the church is?
我们当中有人知道教会的使命是什么？
Does anyone know what the mission of CBC is?
大家知不知道圣道堂的使命是什么？
Because I think it's very important to know.
因为这个很重要，需要知道的。
If you're thinking about getting more involved here,
如果你是考虑要参与我们的这个教会的施工，
another way to answer the question of what our mission is,
另外一个尝试回答这个问题的方式，
is by asking this question,
就是问另外一个问题，
What is our core focus at CBC?
我们教会中心的要专心的焦点是环绕着什么？
Now this is one of those things that we don't need to spend a whole lot of time on.
这一条大概我们不需要花很多时间来讨论。
Because Jesus told us what it is.
因为耶稣已经告诉我们了。
Our core focus here, our mission here at CBC is the Great Commission.
我们最中心、最关心的焦点就是圣经所讲的大使命。
This is Jesus giving the church universal its mission.
这一段经文是耶稣告诉这个普世教会的那个大使命。
And he said right before he ascended back to heaven, which is where he is now.
他这一段是他刚刚要升天之前所讲的话。
He says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
耶稣这样说，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父、子、圣灵的名，给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
The focus of CBC or any church for that matter,
圣道堂也可以说是所有教会
is to make disciples.
的焦点就是要建立门徒。
If that's not the focus,
如果那个不是我们的要注意的焦点的话，
then you should look for another church.
你就应该去找另外一些教会了。
We are called to make disciples.
我们被呼召去使万民做门徒。
That's our mission.
这是我们的使命。
What is a disciple?
那么门徒是谁呢？
That word disciple just means learner or student.
门徒这一个字的意思，这是一个学生，一个在学的东西的人。
The disciple is a learner, a student, a follower of Jesus Christ.
这个门徒是跟从耶稣，从耶稣身上来学习的人。
But my question this morning is, at CBC, what kind of disciples are we making?
所以我们今天稍微要看一看，在圣道堂究竟我们想建造哪一种的门徒呢？
And this is where I think it's really helpful to have a very crystal clear mission statement.
我就觉得因为要回答这个问题，所以我们需要有一个比较清楚的那个使命的立场。
Having a clear and simple mission provides ministry, our church, with three benefits.
我们能够有清楚的这个使命的立场，帮助我们有三个很重要的一个益处。
Having a clear mission creates unity with each other.
有一个清楚的使命，让我们能够合一。
We all become unified with the same purpose.
我们是为同一个的目的来被联合起来。
Another benefit, it creates direction for us.
第二个好处是这个能够提供给我们做事情的方向。
We're all working on the same project.
我们一同做同一件事情。
And number three, it sets our priorities.
第三个好处是这个使命就让我们知道应该放什么东西，这个优先的次序。
We don't try to do everything.
我们不强势每一件事情都去做。
So mission needs to be simple, but it also needs to be memorable.
那个使命的这个立场，需要简单，但是也需要容易让我们记起来的。
And I think ours is.
我相信我们的 是符合这个条件的。
Our mission here at CBC is very simple.
我们的信道堂的使命很简单。
You ready?
准备好没有？
Our mission is
我们的使命是
CBC.
这是 CBC.
Using just those three letters,
我们用这个英文三个的字母，
we communicate to ourselves and those around us.
我们尝试告诉我们自己跟周围的人。
Number one,
有三件事情。第一，
our name.
我们的名字。
Number two,
第二，
what we believe,
我们相信什么。
And number three, what we seek to accomplish,
第三就是我们尝试要做什么事情。
Our mission, if you've not seen it before, is this.
所以我们的使命，如果你之前没有看过的话，就是这样。
We are Christians who strive to make disciples.
我们是努力的要去做训练门徒。
What type of disciples?
这是哪一种的门徒呢？
Disciples who do three things.
一个门徒他有三种的特点。
We seek to glorify Christ. That's our first C.
这个门徒第一个 C 是他要为去荣耀基督。
We are disciples who strive to obey the Bible. That's our B.
第二个，这个 B 是这些门徒是为身去遵守圣经、圣经。
And we are disciples who strive to love the church, to love one another.
门徒这个第三个特点，它是为爱教会这个的 C.
We glorify Christ.
我们荣耀基督。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
It means everything we do, we're striving to put the spotlight on Jesus.
就是我们每做每一件事情，我们尝试把焦点都放在耶稣基督身上。
We're striving to take the attention off ourselves and deflect it to Him.
我们尝试不把大家的注意力放在我们自己的身上，而是把注意力转到他身上。
We're striving to help people see him and love him as the most important being in the universe.
我们尝试让每一个人都看到，在宇宙最重要的一个目的就是要荣耀基督。
Secondly, we are disciples who obey the Bible. What does that mean?
第二点，我们是一个遵守圣经的门徒，是什么意思呢？
We are Christians who follow the Bible as our final authority in life.
我们基督徒是为身以圣经为我们生活信仰最终的这个权威。
We strive to use the Bible to conform our life and character.
我们用圣经来模造我们的性格，我们的生活。
And to inform what we believe.
跟我们的信仰。
And we, thirdly, we love the church.
第三，我们是爱教会的。
How do we love the church?
我们怎么爱教会呢？
With our words, with our thoughts, with our actions.
用我们的话，我们思想，我们的行动。
We strive to always be kind and sacrificial to one another.
我们追求彼此能够用恩慈来对待，也来造就建立大家。
At CBC, we strive to be disciples who glorify Christ, obey the Bible, and love the church.
所以我们的使命就是要使人做一个荣耀基督、遵守圣经跟爱教会的门徒。
Our mission here is CBC.
所以我们这里的教会的使命就是 C, B, 跟 C.
So whatever the question is you're facing right now, the answer is always the same.
所以今天无论你有什么的问题，其实答案都是一样的。
What is my purpose in life? You may be asking this morning.
如果你问我的生命的目的是什么？
CBC.
CBC.
Your purpose is to glorify Christ, obey the Bible, and love the church.
我们的目的就是要荣耀基督，顺服圣经，跟爱教会。
What is a Christian again?
这个怎么是一个基督徒呢？
CBC.
CBC.
I'm having a conflict with someone right now.
What do I do?
CBC.
答案是CBC.
How do I encourage my brother or sister when they're feeling lost or depressed?
当我觉得有迷失的时候，我怎么来鼓励弟兄姐妹呢？
You encourage them even there to glorify their Savior, to be faithful to the Word, and to not stop loving one another.
我们会鼓励这种觉得迷失的弟兄姐妹来学习荣耀基督，遵守圣经，跟爱教会。
And what is the mission of our church? Oh, sorry.
那我们教会的使命是什么呢？
What is the mission of our church? Can we move on now? Did you guys get it?
我们教会的使命是什么？
CBC. So now that begs the question, now that we have that clear in terms of what our mission is, and the next question we want to answer this morning is, how do we accomplish that message?
那现在我们有这个，知道这个是我们的使命。 那么究竟我们怎么来达到这一个的使命呢？
And that leads us to the vision of CBC.
这个是谈到圣道堂的这个说愿景啊。
Now a vision, if you don't know, is a plan for how we are to accomplish our mission. That's what a vision is.
通常这个愿景就是提到我们怎么样能够去完成我们的使命。
And a vision answers three questions.
提到愿景的时候，我们有三个问题。
Number one, who are we?
第一个问题是我们是谁？
Number two, what do we do?
第二个问题，我们要建立，要做什么？
And number three, how do we do it?
第三个问题，我们如何去做？
So, who are we?
第一个，我们是谁呢？
Now I want you to all stay seated because this is going to blow your mind, okay?
大家不需要
Who are we?
太紧张。
Who are we?
我们是谁？
We're CBC.
我们是CBC.
Okay, we are disciples who seek to glorify Christ, obey the Bible, and love the church.
我们就是要荣耀基督，顺服圣经，跟爱教会的门徒。
What are we committed to do? What are we making?
我们要建立，要做什么？
CBC.
就是要建立CBC。
We strive to make disciples who glorify Christ, obey the Bible, and love the church.
我们尝试努力的就是要去使其他人成为这一种的基督徒，就是荣耀基督，顺服圣经，跟爱教会的。
How do we do it?
那我们怎么去做呢？
Anyone have any ideas? CBC.
答案就是也是CBC, 怎么去做还是CBC?
We strive to be disciples who glorify Christ, obey the Bible, and love one another.
就是我们自己先要很努力的尝试要成为一个荣耀基督，顺服圣经，跟爱教会的门徒。
So CBC is who we are?
So CBC其实是讲到我们
CBC is what we're trying to make.
CBC也是讲到我们尝试要建立的人。
And the way we do that is by first being ourselves these things.
然后我们要怎么去做神我们做的事情呢？这是我们要先成为一个这样的CBC的这个门徒。
Discipleship is a combination of two disciplines.
门徒是有两个很基本的这个操练。
Teaching and example.
一个是教导，另外一个是做榜样。
We are called, number one, to teach people to glorify God, obey the Bible, and love the church.
神父教我们第一样重要是要教导其他人成为耶稣的门徒。
But number two, we're also called to show people how to glorify God, obey the Bible, and love the church.
但是第二点也很重要，神父教我们要以身作则的来让人家看见，在我们身上看见这个门徒是怎么样的。
And so as you strive to live out CBC in your life,
当我们尝试追求在我们生命里面的CBC的时候,
you will become an active disciple maker of others.
你就会成为一个积极来帮助其他人成为门徒的人。
It's hot in here. Is it hot here? So your involvement in church should have one focus. And that is always, whatever church you're in,
无论你去哪一个教会,
to forward the mission of the church. If you're ever here going, what am I doing here?
如果你, 到了一个教会问一个问题，哎，我在这个教会究竟要干什么？
I hope and pray that you remember our mission.
我希望大家能够记得我们这里所讲到的教会的使命。
So let's look at now three ways that you can get involved in helping propel this mission forward.
让我们现在来看三种你能够参与教会来达到这个使命的方式。
Three ways that you can better glorify God, obey the Bible, and love the church.
三个方式让帮助你来荣耀基督，遵守圣经跟爱教会。
The first way is you can attend
第一个是参加
our weekly gathering.
这是我们每周的聚会。
The writer of Hebrews said, let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some.
希伯来书的作者这样说，又要彼此相互激发爱心，勉励行善，你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。
God has called all of his children to gather on the first day of each week to worship.
神的心意是让他的儿女在一个礼拜的第一天聚在一起来敬拜他。
And to glorify his son for their salvation and eternal life in Christ.
还要把荣耀归给给我们永生的耶稣基督。
Faithful and consistent attendance
能够很忠心的经常的来参加。
And participation in the weekly worship service
参加我们每一个礼拜的这个崇拜的聚会。
Is one of the most important commitments an individual can make.
是一个人一个非常重要的一个委身。
To be a healthy church,
所以成为一个健康的教会,
we need to commit to gather together weekly to glorify God.
我们就需要大家委身, 每一个礼拜都聚在一起来敬拜神, 来荣耀神。
The second way we can propel our mission forward,
第二个让我们能够帮助我们参与教会的。
The second way that we can be involved at church,
第二个让我们能够参与教会的方式,
is to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就是要在什么地方讲进呢? 就是在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典跟知识上来有讲进。
Peter commanded us to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
彼得说,你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
God has called all of his children to grow up into maturity.
神的心意是让他的儿女在主里面要成长。
And their relationship with their Heavenly Father.
跟我们与神的关系。
An important way for this to happen,
方式,能够让这个发生的方式,
is through faithful and consistent attendance and participation in a small group.
就是透过很经常的去委身参与一些的小组。
In small groups, healthy conversations about faith,
小组能够帮助我们彼此有对信仰上的一种的对话。
And the struggles of life occur.
然后也可以帮助我们面对这生活上面对各种的问题。
Small groups is where genuine shepherding, sharpening, and oversight can occur.
小组往往是一个牧养弟兄姐妹，帮助弟兄姐妹成长最有效的方式。
To be a healthy church,
成为一个健康的教会,
we all need to commit to growing in our knowledge and obedience to the Bible.
我们是被鼓励要在, 认识神跟顺服神上,在圣经上来讲进。
And here are some ways you can do that.
我想练一些我们在这里可以做的一些方式。
Now, you should have received a handout this morning with your blue sheet.
大家在你那个蓝色的讲义的里面应该有一份。
And you'll see two lists on that sheet with some squares you can check.
这是个 my response 一个回应的表，大家会看见有两个问的题目。
One list, some ways to grow. And the second list lists some ways to serve.
第一个大问题是一些可以成长的方式，第二个是我们可以来参与服事的一些的机会。
As we go through these,
让我们一同来看一看这些的项目。
We would love to get your input.
我希望能够得到大家的一些的回应。
This is not a commitment form.
这个不是一个的决计表。
This is just simply you telling us that these are maybe some areas that you would be interested in having more information about.
这个只是让我们能够知道是不是你会有兴趣想知道多一点关于这方面的聚会或者施工。
So as we talk about these, if you don't mind just indicating for us on that paper, that would be very helpful.
当我们在这里面一项来讲的时候, 如果你能够按照你的兴趣想了解多一点哪一项，你自己走在那个方格里面勾一勾。
After we've collected those, we will look at those, and Michael and I will try to respond to you in a reasonable amount of time.
我们崇拜完了之后，就会收集大家的这一份表。我跟 Michael 就会尝试来看一看大家的回应，就会来跟进。
To provide more information or to answer any questions you may have.
就是看看是不是可以提供更多的资讯给大家了解这些的活动。
So what are some opportunities to grow at CDC that you may or may not be aware of?
这圣道堂究竟有哪一些的活动是帮助你能够讲经的，你不一定能，之前不一定你知道有这种的活动。
Well, one is we have a Sunday school now.
第一样是我们的主日学。
This is a simple hour at 9:30 on Sundays where you can grow in your relationship with God and others.
这个是早上9:30英语的那个主日学。
We have a new Fundamentals of the Faith class that we're going to start here in a couple weeks.
我们将会在短期之内开启一个基要信仰班。
This is a 13-week course with the workbook.
这一个题目是有一个13个礼拜根据一本的 集作的书来学习的。
Leading us right up to the holiday season of Christmas.
所以应该大概到圣诞节左右的时候就完成了。
If you've never taken a fundamentals class,
如果你从未有这个学过一些基要信仰的话,
I highly encourage you to look into it.
我非常鼓励你去多了解一下我们这一班。
Baptism class.
受浸班,
if you are a born-again believer in the room and
如果你刚刚信了耶稣,
have not yet been baptized,
但是还没有受浸,
God would call you to be baptized.
神呼叫我们信了耶稣的人需要受浸,
but before you do that, you need to understand the significance of baptism.
所以如果你真的信了耶稣,你就知道需要受浸,你就会觉得这个受浸班会很有用了。
And so if you're interested in being baptized, please let us know.
如果你有兴趣想接受浸礼,请跟我们联络,让我们知道。
We also have many midweek Bible studies and fellowship groups.
我们也有一些 midweek Bible study, 或者说是这个团契。
These are times during the middle of the week that you can be refreshed and encouraged with your brothers and sisters.
这些团契小组的聚会就是有机会让我们跟弟兄姐妹有更多的交流,彼此的鼓励。
We also have some new things that we want to propose. Just curious if you would be interested in.
我们还有一些新的东西想建议看看大家会不会有兴趣的。
Anyone's interested in learning about biblical counseling?
不晓得有没有弟兄姐妹有兴趣学这个圣经的辅导。
Offering a class to equip you to help others face the problems of life.
这一班会训练我们怎么帮助一些其他遇到生活上有困难的人。
We would be interested in hearing if you were interested in that.
所以如果你有兴趣，要让我们知道。
Parenting class.
另外一班是亲子教育的班。
Simple fundamental class that goes through basic principles of raising children.
这一班会教一些很基本的教养儿女的这个真理。
So these are just some of the ways that you can participate in growing your faith here at CBC.
所以这些是一些我们在真理信道堂大家可以来学习在你的信仰上有长进的一些的方式。
And the third way, the third and final way to get involved at CBC.
第三个方式能够在参与信道堂的
is to serve with your gift.
就是用你的恩赐来服侍。
Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12:7, he says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
保罗说圣灵显在个人身上是叫人得益处。
When God saves a soul,
当神拯救一个灵魂,
he also endows that individual with a spiritual gift.
他同时也赐给那个人属灵的恩赐,
to be used for the edification of the church.
让这个人能够帮助来建立教会。
Peter calls every born again believer to be a good steward of the gift that God has given him.
神讲的心意是要我们每一个重生得救的人，作为他给我们的恩赐的好管家。
And God has gifted the church with elders to help you identify your gift and equip you to use it.
神也赐给教会长老来帮助你知道跟训练你的恩赐。
For us to be a healthy CBC,
要我们成为一个健康的圣道堂
we need to be committed to loving one another.
我们需要委身来彼此相爱
by using our spiritual gift.
这是用我们的属灵的恩赐
Here are some ways that you can use your gift at CBC.
以下是一些你可以用你的恩赐在 CBC 服侍的
There are many needs in youth ministry.
我们的施工有很多的需要
teachers and helpers
有一些是做教师的有一些是在帮忙的
we have children's church
我们有儿童主日学跟儿童的崇拜
that's referring to our Sunday school that's happening concurrently right now
这个就是其实现在同时在另外这些房间进行的儿童主日学
we have an Awana club that meets on Saturday evenings
We have a youth group that also meets on Saturday evenings. 我们礼拜六晚上有这个阿旺的叫爱旺乐的儿童团契。
We have a youth group that also meets on Saturday evenings.
我们有少年团契也是在礼拜六晚上下午聚会的。
And we have a new high school group starting on Sunday mornings.
我们准备在礼拜天早上新的开启一个中学的团契。
If you're interested in any of these ministries and serving or participating, please let us know.
如果你有兴趣想在这些施工上帮忙服侍的，请你让我们知道。
More opportunities to serve at CBC include serving in music ministry.
还有其他在圣道堂服侍的，包括音乐的施工。
You heard the beautiful music this morning.
今天早上你听到这些很美妙的音乐。
If you'd like to be a part of that,
如果你希望成为其中的一部分
，please let us know.
请你让我们知道。
Prayer ministry.
我们有祷告的施工。
Looking for a few good prayer warriors out there.
我们希望有更多祷告的勇士。
This would be a new ministry that we would start.
这个也是在英文的堂是一个新的施工，正在要开始的。
And if you're interested, please let us know.
如果你有兴趣的，也让我们知道。
Outreach ministry.
外展施工。
Couple new outreaches.
对我们的现在有的这个咖啡站的施工
as you know or maybe some of you don't we opened a new coffee bar a little over a month ago.
大家可能有些不知道，我们一个多月前在我们教会开展了一个咖啡站。
If you're interested in making coffee or pastries or serving our community,
如果你有兴趣帮忙，来制造这个咖啡或者做一些糕点来服侍我们这个社区的话
，Please let us know.
请你告诉我们。
If you're interested in doing outreach to the college campuses, Santa Monica College, UCLA.
如果大家有兴趣在我们附近的大学 UCLA SMC 做校园施工的话
，Please let us know.
请你让我们知道。
Teaching ministry.
教导的施工。
Some of you are gifted with the gift of teaching.
我们当中可能有一些人，你有教导的恩赐。
There are lots of opportunities to teach, as you saw from just the options that just went before us.
之前那些施工，你会看到其实有很多机会，我们是需要用到这个教导的恩赐的。
If you would like to use that skill of teaching in one of these areas, please let us know.
如果你想用到你的教导的恩赐来服侍之前谈过的那些施工，要请你告诉我们。
Audiovisual ministry，
我们的影音的施工。
Looking for technical people，
我们需要一些有这个技术背景的人。
If that's your skill set，
如果那个是你的一个长处
，We would love to know，
我们也希望知道。
We may be missing a couple, but for today, our last opportunity is greeter usher ministry.
我们最后今天会提的就是这个交代的施工。
If you would like to serve as a greeter or an usher,
如果你想在这个交代的侍奉上来服侍
please let us know.
要请你告诉我们。
As we conclude here this morning,
但今天当我们来做这个总结的时候
To serve at CBC, we're asking one thing.
要在进到堂服侍，我们的要求一样东西。
We ask that those who desire to serve be committed to this church.
我们邀请你愿意想服侍的，你要委身这个教会。
And they demonstrate a healthy walk with Christ.
你也要在你的生活里面来表现出你愿意跟随耶稣来生活。
What does that look like?
那个是什么意思呢?
Two things we're looking for.
两样东西。
That, number one, you're here seeking to glorify Christ on a regular basis through corporate worship.
第一就是你在我们教会节你是经常的要来愿意去荣耀基督敬拜他。
And secondly, you're committed to being a part of a small group.
第二的是你要参与我们其中一个的小组。
You're committed to learning the Bible and obeying the Bible.
你委身来学习跟顺服圣经。
With those two priorities in your life,
那两样的重要的事情
We want to encourage you to use your spiritual gift here at CBC.
然后你鼓励你用你的属灵的恩赐来服侍。
You guys did a great job. We went through a lot of stuff.
大家都非常好的表现了。我们这几个礼拜讲了很多的题目。
And it is very hot in here.
我也知道我们这里是蛮热的。
But I just have one question as we end.
我最后就用一个问题来结束。
And just maybe answer by show of hands.
我请大家稍微举举手来表示你的回应。
I'm just curious, would anyone be interested at some point to do a Q&A about the things that we've talked about over the last 3 weeks?
我想问一问大家会不会有兴趣在短期的未来我们有一个机会有一个聚会就让大家发问让我们可以回应我们这上个礼拜所谈到的关于教会的各样的课题
I only say that because we did cover so much information in a brief time
我问这个问题，因为就这三个礼拜很短的时间，我们给大家很多的资讯。
And I know there may be some questions.
Yeah, 我相信大家也会有一些问题。
And so, could I ask just for a show of hands, would you be interested at some point doing a Q&A?
那么你问谁有兴趣，就未来短期之内有一个问答的这个聚会。
On the subject of the church.
就是环绕着教会这个课题的。有没有人？大家都不需要。
Apple.
还是有需要。
Okay. 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 Great. Thank you so much.
好，谢谢。
And let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this wonderful morning again, just to be together as your family.
天父，谢谢你今天早上有这美好的时光，是作为你的家庭的一份子，大家有这个聚会。
As your body,
是你的身体。
And God, we just ask that you would continue your work in each of us.
我们求你帮助我们继续来彼此来合作。
To purify us and make us more like you.
让我们能够更圣洁，好像你一样。
And as you do what you do.
也让我们来做你让我们做的事情。
Let us do what we're called to do.
让我们所做的都能够建立教会。
Which is to glorify you.
就是能够荣耀你。
To submit our lives to your word.
也能够遵守你的话。
And to never stop loving each other.
也开始来彼此相爱。
God help us to do all those things.
主啊，帮助我们能够都开始做这些事情。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.